The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Welcome back to Money Life, where it's time for the danger zone. Except, as we've been doing basically throughout most of the spring, you know, springtime is when people fall in love. So rather than doing dangerous stocks, we've been doing attractive stocks throughout the spring and taking a look at the full spectrum of what New Constructs does. Because, well, David Trainer normally comes here for the danger zone because New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But right now, again, to show that full spectrum of work, let you understand how it works and see the other side, we're talking about attractive issues. Now, if you want to learn more about what the process is, you're going to go to newconstructs.com and you're going to find out that they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. It is a very rigorous process that basically puts discounted cash flow analysis together with forensic accounting. You can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs, where they talk about their danger zone or, as it would be this week, their attractive zone picks. And again, it's newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the attractive zone this week?
Royce Small Cap Value Fund.
Royce Small Cap Value Fund. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there was some Royce fund that at one point you did not like. But now you don't. I don't know that it was this one. I'm just trying to remember. Maybe I misplaced the fund company. But the real issue right now is you don't like much of any small cap value funds. This one you do like. So what's going on here that makes this one stand out in an area that doesn't stand out to you?
It stands out because of the quality of its holdings. You know, our research we talked about in the past, and typically it's on the negative side. But we're doing a look through to the underlying holdings. We're actually reading the K's and Q's, not just for the individual stocks we talk about, but for all the stocks held by these funds so that we can give our clients the diligence they need to make informed decisions at the fund and the stock level. And when we look at Royce Small Cap Value, what we're seeing that it allocates more of its assets to attractive or better rated stocks than its index. And we think you're getting the incremental performance you should be paying for when you invest in a actively managed fund with respect to Royce Small Cap. And you can't say that about hardly any other small cap funds.
Okay. And so that has to be something that they are doing different. They're doing what fund managers like to call active share, where they're not really buying the index or they're staying away. Or is it that they're concentrating their portfolio so they happen to have good picks, they're avoiding the bad ones, and they're giving you more of it? What is the secret sauce here that makes them stand out? Because, you know, so often people say active management, I don't want it, but you're saying, yeah, I like it.
Active management is, you know, look, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I think it's clear the numbers have shown that most of the time, more than most of the time, you know, 70, 80, 90% of the time, active management doesn't pay for itself, doesn't deserve the excess fees. But there are times when it does. And I believe research like ours helps clients and investors get quicker to the answer in terms of finding the good funds than other forms of research because of not just because of the work we're doing on the holding side, right, and going through and telling you how dangerous this portfolio of stocks is for a given fund or how attractive it might be. But we're also going to be looking at the total costs, right? And that's not just the expense ratio. That's any front-end or back-end load fees, redemption fees, as well as turnover costs. Nobody else is looking at turnover costs, right? we're incorporating those costs into all of our cost analysis so that when we say this is an attractive fund, it's going to have high quality holdings and one of the lowest costs out there in the business. So you're getting both. And that's what Roy Small Cap Value does in a way that nobody else does. You've got competent managers who aren't trying to overcharge. And, you know, isn't that what you're looking for when it comes to funds?
Well, and this is important because it does talk about that difference between expense ratio. There are definitely share classes here where if you're using a Morningstar metric or you're just using average expense ratios, you would consider the Royce funds a little bit expensive. They don't actually apologize for that. They say it's part of active management. But your point is, because they're doing such good research and because they're not adding the turnover costs, which, as we point out, are hidden, you know, that they have room to wind up being cheaper than a lot of other funds because of that.
That's right. I mean, look, their expenses, we find the 1.7 total annual cost for RVFIX, right, is below 55% of small caps style mutual funds. So they're below average, but they're above average when it comes to portfolio selection or portfolio allocation and stock selection. And that's why we're saying, you know, this is one you want to focus on. This is a good one.
And let's help people understand this too, because for you, one of the things that you're always talking about is, hey, to justify the price, right? You know, when we're talking about a stock, it's always to justify the stock price. This company's got to do whatever. Well, one of the things that New Constructs does is to justify active management along with that total, you know, cost of trading, the total annual costs. A fund like the Royce funds, and again, we're talking about Royce Small Cap Value, which comes in different share classes, it has to outperform its benchmark. So by that measure, we're talking about basically these funds to justify it have to basically outperform the benchmark by 1.5%. They've been doing that. That's why you guys like them. And as you point out, you can't predict it in the future, but you have reason to believe that they can continue to do that, correct?
They're better positioned to do that than any of the other, except for one other small cap. This is the second ranked small cap value fund in our universe. And, you know, putting this in the same numbers that I like to put in for stocks, right? So, for example, the return on invested capital for the small cap, the Roy Small Cap Value Fund, is 10% versus the 6% for the Russell 2000, right, which is the benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
The price to economic book value for the Russell 2000 is 2.8. That same ratio for the Royce Small Cap Value Funds is just 1.2. So the collective expectations of the stocks held by the Royce Small Cap Value Funds is that the present value of future profits will only be 20% greater than where they are today. That's a fairly low expectation when you consider over the entire corporate life of the holdings in that fund mm-hmm. into perpetuity, only 20% greater. The number for the Russell 2000 is 280% greater, right? So you got a great risk-reward matchup here. You got much higher expectations baked into the prices of the stocks held by the index or the benchmark. And this stock is, you know, so the stocks are cheap and the profitability of the stocks is better.
And that's why Royce Small Cap Value Fund in all of its iterations, but its ticker symbol RVFIX, we'll use that one, and there's others if you're looking at other share classes, but RVFIX is this week's pick from the attractive zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you.
David Trainer, everybody, he is the president and founder of New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about how they do it, you want to see more about the Royce Small Cap Value Funds, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And yes, in case you're wondering, Royce Small Cap Value, their fund manager, Jay Kaplan, has been on this show. He's not going to be on today. He will probably be back soon. Up next, another interview as Money Life for June the 19th continues. Stick with us.